Good afternoon. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu. We may see some winter weather on the way for tomorrow. We'll have the latest on the weather forecast this afternoon and continue to bring you updates overnight here on WSQL. Stay tuned. Another accolade for Transylvania Regional Hospital, TRH, has received the federal government's highest rating for skilled nursing care for the second year in a row. The hospital's transitional care unit got a 5-star overall rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Only 12% of such facilities in the nation get that ranking. The rating comes from how well the facility does on state inspections, staffing levels, and quality measures. TRH's unit was the only one in Western North Carolina to get the 5-star rating. The hospital unit is a 10-bed transitional care unit that provides plans of care and rehabilitation therapy for people recovering from illness and injury. The Transylvania County Board of Commissioners will meet on January 11th. That meeting will be held at 7 p.m. in the large courtroom at the county courthouse. On the agenda, the board will recognize Mayor Jimmy Harris and Harris Ace Hardware as Retailer of the Year, and they'll recognize Edwin and Joan Morrow and the MB Industries as Manufacturer of the Year with resolutions. The commissioners will also consider appointments to the Blue Ridge Community College Board of Trustees, Brevard's Board of Adjustment and Appeal, the Recreation Advisory Board, and the Board of Health. In old business, the commissioners will revisit the adoption of resolutions and policies required for Community Development Block Grant for Gaia Herbs and the Transylvania County Planning Board's recommendation of zoning for a specific area in Pisgah Forest. A time for public comment will be provided. Brevard College student Katie Keller of Ocean Springs, Mississippi, was recently awarded a 4th Annual State Campus Compact Community Impact Student Award during a student conference held at Western Carolina University. Keller was one of 27 college students across the state who got the award for making significant innovative contributions to their campus's effort to address local community needs. And in sports, Brevard was at West Henderson last night in the girls' game. Shawnice Jones had a big night with 34 points as the Blue Devil girls beat West 67-60. The boys' team lost to West 49-45. Brevard travels to East Henderson today for a makeup game. Western Carolina University blew by Berea last night, final score 124-53. And tonight, Brevard College faces Lenoir Ryan. The women tip off at 6 and the men at 8. We'll have those games live for you on 1240 a.m. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.